Diablo.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the What Can Go Wrong podcast.
Hold on. Wait. Goddamn.
Hold on. I'm just telling them welcome back. I told you it was gross. I don't want to hear it.
I don't know if I like this.
I told you it was gross. I specifically told you it was gross. Why didn't you believe me when I told you?
You should have told me better. I thought you were just saying it because you were trying to keep it for yourself.
No, I told you.
Yeah, let's switch that out. It's all right.
I told you. It's not good. It's only good when you're already drunk.
Yeah.
I told you it was only good when you're already drunk.
I'll switch it out. It's all right. I got beers for days.
Oh, God. You really do.
Diablo.
All right, this one's the real one.
We'll pretend that nothing else happened. Julian Post, make sure you fix that.
Okay.
That's
We're good now. We're good.
Mm. My name is Julie Jules Julia, that loud Mexican bitch, non-gaslighter. And to my right, I have...
Just simply Pierre.
You've been simple.
So I've been trying to get into the comedic game. Uh-huh. I'm going to go to local shows and shit like that, and I have been debating whether or not to tell people my name is Pierre,
yeah,
or just to keep it as real, simple, like P. But when I tell people my name is Pierre, they look at me,
yeah,
like I'm lying,
because you are lying. That's not your real name.
My mom is cultured. She's been around, dog. All right,
your name is not Pierre though. If people knew your real name, they'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
But That's my stage name.
Okay, whatever. That's your pseudonym. Anyway, exactly. Let's get into today's actual topics, please. We are going to talk about a couple of things that have happened recently. So I had to go get my car serviced, like oil change, tire rotation, whatever, the basics, right?
I know, you're better than me. You don't go to Walmart. I do the Walmart, the fucking $35, but I'm like, do that shit, change my oil.
No, I go to the dealership to get it done, like a dummy. I think that that's dumb to do.
I feel like it's safer. Like, the dudes at Jeep know what they're doing. The dudes at Walmart just got hired, dog. No. Like, those dudes are like, yeah, man, I went to Emily Griffith. I got my degree yesterday.
Yeah, they're like, I know what I'm doing.
You're doing the right thing.
Anyway, so I went to the dealership to get my car serviced, and all of a sudden, the new car smell hits me, right? And I'm just like, damn, I think I kind of maybe want a new car. And so I'm looking at them. I'm just browsing. And I'm like, yeah, I definitely need to upgrade. My car is a 2021. It's 2024. My car is out of date. I need to fucking get a new car. This is what I've told myself, okay?
Jeep is the most advanced car I've ever been in. The fucking steering wheel heats up the seats. Yeah. Bro, I love that shit. I don't know what you're talking about. That's the most advanced car.
Well, they've done more advanced stuff. Now they have ventilated seats.
I don't know what that means. But your car was not that old, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people say they have, a car that was a 94 Buick, right. Okay. That's an old fucking car.
That's old. All right.
Your car is not old. But you started getting the itch.
I got the itch to get a new car. So I was like, you know what?
You just wanted to flex on somebody. Who talks shit about the car?
Nobody talks shit about it. Okay. I would have shot them if they talked shit about my car. Anybody who talks shit about my car, I'll shoot you. So I get the itch, right? And so I start Googling, what are the new cars? What new models have come out? And I find a car and I'm like, oh, I kind of like the way that this car is built, the way it looks on the outside. I'm like, let me see. And apparently they just released the 2024 Santa Fe. Okay.
Which is weird because you've always been about Jeep.
I have been. I know my last four cars have been Jeeps.
But Jeeps break down, dog. Yeah. Jeeps do not retain their value. They break down. Speaking from experience.
Oh, Jeeps, yeah, you're Jeep. Yeah, you're
Jeeps
Jeep.
Break the fuck down.
Yeah. So I was just like, I kind of like this new body. It looks like a Ford Flex or like a Land Rover. It's very boxy in nature. And so I'm like, I start calling dealerships and I'm like, hey, because I go online to see if any dealerships have them in stock. And they're like, they won't be.
Oh, so it's like brand new.
It's brand new. So, and it says in transit, it'll be here the end of March. And I'm like, I'm not fucking waiting till the end of fucking March to get a new car.
That's 3 weeks away.
I know. I'm impatient. So I call the first dealership, right? And this dude answers. And I was just like, hey, do you guys have the new Santa Fe in stock? And he's like, yeah, we just got one yesterday. Do you want to come by and see it? And I was just like, yeah. I was like, what color is it? And he tells me. And then so I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you want to stop at what time? And I'm like, oh, 1 o'clock. He's like, stop by and ask for Tiny. tiny.
I already with a nickname? Nah, bro. That does not instill confidence.
And I said, what? And he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just what they call me around here. And I said, okay. And I hung up the phone. And I knew I wasn't going to fucking go. I'm not going to go talk to a fucking salesman when your fucking nickname is tiny. It's not going to happen.
Sharpest ride? You over there hitting up them fucking
dealerships? No, it was like...
Like a respectable dealership.
Yeah, it said like Hyundai, like Planet Hyundai or something. Like it was a Hyundai dealership. All
right.
And I'm just like, I'm not fucking doing it. So then I go to the next one that says that they may have one in stock. So I call the next dealership, right? And then I'm like, hey, do you guys have the new Santa Fe's in stock? He's like, yeah, we have one. We got it 2 days ago. And I was just like, all right, bet. I was just like, let me go. And he was just like, what time do you want to come in? I'm like, oh, like 11. Between 11 and 11:30. Same day.
Okay.
So I called the next one, right? And he goes, okay, when you come in, ask for Brandon.
I like that. Brandon, respectable name.
I thought of Brayden immediately. And I was just like, we're not voting for Brayden. We're not fucking voting for Brayden. But I was just like, whatever.
Let's go Brandon.
Whatever. Same shit. So where did Brayden come from? I don't know. Brayden came from somewhere. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So
that's what we call all white people.
Oh, Brayden. Yeah. Brayden. Yeah. So I was just like, oh, my God. Here we fucking go. So I didn't want to keep calling dealerships because I'm lazy. And so
I mean, you called three. I called two.
I called two.
Oh.
Yeah. This was the second one.
I wasn't keeping up.
Yeah. You were not listening. So I go and I show up and it snowed the day before. And so I'm looking for parking, and parking is like ridiculous. And I'm like, I know that these motherfuckers are laughing at me. I try to back into a spot and it was too tight for the fucking Jeep. And I was just like, God damn it. So then I have to go around the building. It was not whatever. It doesn't matter. I get into the building. Right.
Yeah.
And they open the door for me and they're like, hey, how can we help you? And I'm like, I have an appointment with Brandon. I'm like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't
they
talk
definitely
to me,
were watching you. They opened the door. They were like, yo, get the door.
Yeah. They're like, look at this dumb bitch. Can't even park her car.
Fuck.
Whatever, bitch. I parallel parked into another spot. So I get there and they're like, yeah, who do you have an appointment with? And I'm like, with Brandon. And so they're like, yeah, let me find him for you. And so I'm just standing at the door and I look, and to my right, immediately I see this dude at his desk eating KFC chicken or Popeye's chicken or fucking what chicken from somewhere.
What'd the box look like?
No, it was just on a plate. Oh, but it was like a thigh, a
well,
breast.
I respect that. He put it in a plate. He didn't just eat it out of the to-go box.
No, yeah,
he
it wasn't in the to-go box. It was on a plate, and he was like, he's fucking, it's 11 in the morning, and you're eating KFC chicken?
11's close to 12.
It's too early. The dealership doesn't open till 9.
Was he a big dude?
No, he was like a skinny white boy.
Okay, well, skinny white boys can do that shit. Big dudes, a big dude would have gone to the break room.
Yeah. Okay. And I was just like, this is the bar. This is where we're at now. Already. It was bullshit.
You're judging too harshly.
And the whole building smelled like fucking KFC chicken. Like, that's almost worse than Subway smell.
Nah, Subway's almost pretty bad.
Yeah. So I'm standing there and I'm just like, oh my God. Then somebody else comes up. They're like, how can I help you? And I'm like, I'm waiting for Brandon. He fucking told me that there's a car here. So Brandon comes out and he's like this youngin'. Like, young fucking kid, like 25
young
years old.
Young white boy.
Young white
clean
boy.
Cut.
Clean cut.
Damn.
And I was just like, bro, I will murder you. Like, you poor
He didn't know
woman.
What he was walking
he
into.
He had no idea. He had, because I sounded like a white girl on the phone. And he's like, and I have a fucking white girl name. Julie? That's a white girl fucking name. And I didn't say my last name, bitch.
True.
And so he's just like, hey. And I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm still interested in the Santa Fe. And he's like, okay, let's go look at it. And so he takes me out and we're like going around the car. And he was just like, well, I don't know where the keys are at because it's been test driven like 3 times already. And I was just like, so what am I here for? Like, is this under contract? Like, is this being sold already?
Already? Like, you can't even give him a break?
No. You're no. Starting, yeah.
Like, look, motherfucker, am I wasting my time?
Yeah, that's pretty
I
much.
Thought you were the man.
Yeah. I was just like, so is it sold already or is it under contract? Like, is somebody buying it? And he's like, no. They all said no to it. And I was just like, well, what's wrong with it that three other people don't fucking want it? And he's like, yeah, like we're just not really negotiating much on the price with it, because
he
let it
you
just
know
came
right
out.
Up front. He was like, yeah. We're not negotiating.
Yeah, he's like, we're not negotiating
price
on the price.
Is.
And okay. I was just like, all right, bet. So he was just like, shouldn't this car have two keys? So you should have a spare key. He was like, oh yeah, let me go get the spare key. So he goes, he gets the spare key. We test drive. Oh, hold on. I failed to mention. while I was waiting for him at his desk, this dude comes and sits down, like this fucking 60-year-old dude comes and sits down, doesn't say shit to me. And I was like, are you Brandon? He was like, no, I'm a trainee. Like, I'm brand new. This is my first Saturday here.
He's an old ass cat though.
Yeah. And that motherfucker drives for Uber. He told me his whole fucking life story. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So the test drive is me, Brandon, and that old dude in the back.
The trainee.
Yeah, the trainee. Okay. I get in the car and he's like, do you want to like look at the wheels and stuff? And I was like, no, I just want to see how this drives real quick. And he was just like, all right. So we get in the car and we drive down Santa Fe. Now Santa Fe is like a mini highway. Okay. The speed limit is like 50 or 55. I don't fucking know what the speed limit is, but we get on Santa Fe.
Nobody ever does that shit.
Nobody does the fucking speed limit on Santa Fe because it's a mini highway.
Yeah.
So I get on and I start doing 70 immediately and I'm going and he's just like, our turn is like in right here. Our turn is here. And I was like, back, skirt. Like I'm driving like a maniac. I got Tupac pounding. And
what song of Tupac? Which one?
Hail Mary. So I'm driving, right? And I'm driving like I'm driving in my car.
Yeah, because you're like, I want to get a feel for it.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm not going to drive like I got passengers in the car. I'm driving like I fucking know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to test the brakes out. I hope you got your seatbelts on. Skirt and hit the fucking brakes. We were hitting a red light. We were
fucking hitting a red brake light. Check them.
I brake check them and I'm like, ooh, these are nice. And so I'm like, let me, I'm like, nobody talk. And I mute the radio, yeah. Right? And I'm like, nobody talk. I want to see how loud it is. And they're just like, you can hear them breathing deeply. And I'm just like, why y'all breathing so hard? Like, calm down. They were scared. And I was just like, everything's fine. You guys got insurance, right?
Yeah, the old guy in the back was like, I'm trying to see my granddaughter graduate this year.
Exactly.
I've never been in a test drive, but I always be real respectful.
No, I wasn't respectful at all. I was very disrespectful.
That's how I know you got good credit, bro. Because like me, I'm like, I got to do everything by the book. But you'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to me? Nothing. So he tells me where I can and can't go. And so I go and I'm just like, I'm revving the engine. Like we're at the fucking red light and I'm like revving the engine.
What is it, like a 4-cylinder?
No, I don't know how many cylinders it is. Okay. I know it's a turbo is what I know. So I don't know. And so... We get back to the dealership, right? And they're like, oh my God. And then I told the trainee and I was like, can you get in the third row? I just want to see how tight it is. And I was just, yes. So he was like, just
hey,
like,
hey, you.
Yeah.
I don't remember your name, but you're training to the back.
Yeah. I was just like, can you sit in the third row real quick for me? I just want to see how tight the fit is. Because he was
probably
the biggest.
Has like fucking back problems and shit.
He was the biggest of the three of us. So I just wanted to know if it fit like a big person.
You're embarrassing the fuck out of this.
And so he gets back there. I was like, how do you feel back there? And he was just like, well, it's nice that there's like a little air conditioning control back here.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it tight? And he was like, well, I mean, I don't want to go on a long drive with this, but I could sit back here for a little bit. And I was just like, all right, bet. So he gets out and then we're looking at the outside and everything. And I'm like, okay.
Now you're looking at the rims and shit.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at the third row. I'm like putting down the seats and stuff. And, you know, and they're telling me the tires under the car and they're telling me all the shit. Right. And then I was just like, he was like, do you like the car? And I was just like, my Jeep does most of this shit. And he's like he stops. He doesn't say anything. And I was just like, I mean, I could just keep my Jeep. And he's like,
so now you're playing them.
Yeah. He was just like, well, this one has like two screens. This your Jeep has one. And I was like, I don't need two fucking screens. And I was like, it's fine. I was just like, well, let's go look at the numbers.
Yeah.
And so he parks the car. We get up there and then we're talking, right? We're talking numbers. And he's like, well, you know, a payment like this, like it can be a little pricey. And I was like, Brandon, I budgeted. I know what a price like this will cost me. And
he had to. He was just looking out for you. He was like, yo, don't waste my time, bud.
Don't
waste my fucking time.
And I was just like, all right, bro. I was like, I know what a payment like this looks like. Like, I've done the math, bitch. And so we start talking numbers. And he's like, well, the car costs this much. And I was just like, yeah, the car is not going to cost this much. And he's like, well, you can get this extra, this extra, this extra. And I was just like, yeah, I don't want none of those extras.
Well, like amenities?
Yeah. No,
or
he was like the clear bra.
Like the bullshit.
Yeah. He was just like, we can do this. It comes with a $300 thing where like if your car gets stolen, like we can find it. Or if we can't find it, you get like $1,500 or some shit.
He's just trying to sell you on the amenities.
He's trying to upcharge me. He was like, you can do this. The tint $500 for two front windows. I said, bitch. I was
like, my uncle does that shit, bud.
I was like, dude, I can get that done for $100. Tint on the two front windows, $500? Who the fuck you think I am? Stupid?
Boo-boo the fool.
Yeah. And so he's telling me all this shit. And I was just like, yeah, take off all that shit. And I was just like, I can get aftermarket shit anywhere. Yeah. Like, I'm not paying dealership prices for this shit. But it comes with like a 3-year automatic maintenance. Like, they pay for your maintenance for the first 3 years.
Oh, so you, like, get your oil changed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do that automatically. And then it's, like, 5 years for something and then 10 years for the transmission. And I was like, bro, I'm not having this fucking car for 10 years. But it's a pretty good, like, automatic. Good deal. Yeah, yeah. And so he was just like, all right, well, I got to go talk to my manager. Like, how much do you want to put down as a deposit, as a down payment? And so I tell him, I'm like, between this and this. So he goes and he talks to the finance guy, right?
Got you. You got them taxes back? Shit, I'm waiting on my goddamn taxes.
I got to pay taxes, bitch.
My goddamn taxes, but I'm
no, I pay. Out. I pay taxes because I don't have kids. So anyway, he goes back. Comes back with like rough estimate numbers, right? Because they haven't run the credit yet. He doesn't fucking know. And so he's like, okay, you know, your payment would be between here and here. If you put this much down, your payment would be between here and here. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, we're going to negotiate the price of this car. And he's like, well, we already took off the extra amenities. And I was just like, yeah, you'll take those off. But I was just like, the price of the car is coming down. And he was just like, well, we have a lot of interest in the car. And I said, yeah, interest. And they walked away. So
damn, you was like, yo, they walked you three people, bud.
Yeah. I was like, three people before me. And I was like, I don't know how many, you've had this car for 2 days already. I was like, and y'all haven't sold it? I was like, it's brand new. It just got here. That's
the difference between us, because I would have fell for it. I'd be like, yeah, you're right. I got it. I'll take whatever, bud.
No. So
you're fucking playing the game. You know the fucking game. God yeah. damn.
I was just like, and Jeep, they gave me 5 tanks of gas for free. No, they did it. No, they fucking did it. I only got
but 1 tank of gas. But they don't
know that. I know. I'm telling the listeners right now. I lied. I told them I had 5 tanks of gas for free. So 5 fuel ups. And I was just like, Jeep be hooking me up. And they got me merch. I was just like, so you guys are going to help me. And he was just like, well, maybe I can do like 1 tank of gas. And I was just like, nah. I was like, go get your homeboy.
Bring me the boss. Obviously, you can't talk.
Yeah. I was just like, you got to go ask him anyway. Just have him come over.
Yeah.
So he was just, and he's like standing there. And I was just like, what are you waiting for, Brandon? And the trainee is looking scared. He's just like, I'm glad that this ain't my fucking deal. So I was just like, or I can go get him for us.
Yeah.
So he gets up right away. He was like, I'll be back with him. So he comes back. This big old dude that looks like you, like bald dude in a fucking button-up shirt.
Wasn't the dude eating the chicken? Oh, no, that was another
shirt. It was another okay. like sales dude.
Okay.
So this guy comes up. And he's just like, hey, my name is David, or whatever the fuck he said his name
breathing
was.
Breathing heavy.
Hi. No, he wasn't breathing heavy. David. No, he was a cool dude. He was a cool dude. And he's like, hey, he was Hentem. He was Hentem. He was like,
fade?
No, he was bald, completely bald.
Bald? Chin strap?
He was clean cut. Ooh, clean cut, fuck. Nothing.
Okay.
He had no facial hair, no nothing. So he comes up, he introduces himself, and I'm like, hey, my name is Julie, and it reminded me of Tiny immediately. I don't know why I was thinking of fucking Tiny in that moment. I was like, fuck, it's my appointment with Tiny right now. I was like, Tiny's going to call me. So introduces himself. He sits down and I'm like, bro, you are like, I'm telling you right now, you can sell this car today. You're going to get more. I'm like, you guys are Hyundai. You're not like top line. You're not Lexus. You're not fucking BMW.
You're like, shitting on them. You're like, we're going to put all of our cards on the table, but let's be real.
Yeah. And I was just like, come on. Fuck. And he's like, and I'm like, look at your guys' facilities. Look at this space. And he was just like, I know it's temporary. We're moving to Highlands Ranch. And I was just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what everybody says. I was like, not until I fucking see you in Highlands Ranch will I believe it.
God damn.
And I told him, I was like, you got salesmen eating KFC at their desk, bro. I was like, the bar is not Lexus bar.
Yeah.
And he starts laughing. He was like, damn, all right, I got you. And I was just like, so.
He's at work here, bud. Yeah.
I was just like, so. I was like, I know you're over there in the glass station and whatever. Yeah. I was like, I appreciate you coming down and talking to me, but we're going to negotiate the price of the car. So we start negotiating and he starts like coming down a bit and I keep fucking lowering it. And I'm like, nah. I'm like, bro, come on. I'm like, I'm going to be a loyal customer. My last 4 cars have been Jeeps. You think that my next 4 cars won't be a Hyundai? They won't. But they don't fucking need to
know that. They don't know that.
They don't need to know that. And I'm like, I have great credit. I have the money right now. Like, let's just get this deal done. So they start coming down. So we negotiate the price of the car where I'm okay with it. And then I'm like, and he's like, so do we have a deal? And I said, nah, No, we don't have a deal. We've only negotiated the price of the car. Now, what else are you going to give me?
That was part one, dog. Yeah.
And he's just like, what? And I was just like, I told you I had 5 tanks of gas from Jeep. So how many are you going to give me? He was just like, bro, I can do like 1. And I was like, you're not going to do 1. I was like, you can at least do 5.
I was like, and you're the manager, dog?
Yeah. And I'm like, you can do 1? Like, I know you guys get gas at a discount.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, I can do 2. And I said, 3, and we got a deal. So we negotiated for 3 tanks of gas. And then I'm like, all right, what merch do you have? I'm like, I could have come in here in my fucking Jeep hoodie that I had from Jeep, but I didn't. I was respectful when I came in an Adidas hoodie.
Did they give you a hoodie?
No. So, we negotiated this. In there, in my contract, it says that I'll get 2 hoodies when they're in Highlands Ranch. And they are moving to Highlands Ranch. I did verify that. And so I'm getting 2 hoodies when they're there because that's where their merch will be. So that's fine. And then I get tire and wheel protection because I can't park my car properly.
Yeah.
So I curb check the fuck out of everything, right? So I told him, you're going to give me the tire and wheel protection at cost. So what you guys pay for it, I'll pay for it. Yeah. You're not making a profit off of the tire and wheel protection. And I'm like, I do this every time. Like, and I'm like, I will walk away for tire and wheel protection because I fuck up wheels.
Yeah.
And I run over nails and whatever. And he was just like, I can do that. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to give you gap insurance at cost as well.
Where's the dude, Brandon, and the trainee? Are they still in the room?
They're standing there next to him, scared. They're quiet. Oh, just wait. When I tell you the last thing that I negotiated.
Okay.
So we negotiated for me to get the extra amenities at cost. Okay. So I get the extra amenities. And I'm like, how much would it be if you guys charge me like with your charge? And so he shows me, he's like, this is how much it is, but this is what it's at cost. And I was like, all right, bet. So I know the number. And so then he was just like, do we finally have a deal? And I was like, nah. I was like, what else do you have to offer me? What else do you have for me? He was like, I got this, what is it? That fox that checks the
Carfax.
It's called a car fox. It's a fox that is a car that says whatever on his shirt.
That's a stuffed animal.
It's a stuffed animal. And
that's
stuffed animal. I was like, I don't fucking need that. He was like, oh, I got 2 of them. And I was like, bro, I don't want that. I was like, give me your fucking shoe. He was just like, I'll give you both of my shoes. And I was just like, bro, I will take both of your shoes right now. I got a brother that needs shoes. What size do you wear?
Fuck,
he said 11. I said, nah, my brother's
too small.
Too small.
Fuck. I could have came up on some shoes.
Yeah, I was gonna get you 2 new shoes, bro. And so then I was just like, you know what? I want a bottle. And he was just like, a bottle. And I was like, yeah. I was like, give me a bottle of vodka. And he was like, of what? Like Tito's? And I was like, nah, bro. No. And so I asked for Ciroc.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And I was like, bro, put it in the contract right now. So he writes it down. And I was like, and put big bottle. He was like, I was going to get you the big bottle. I was like, bro, you could have come in with a shooter and this contract would have been null and void. I was just like, you think I'm stupid? I was like, put big bottle or I don't have a fucking deal with you. So listeners, you can negotiate. I got a bottle of Ketel One is what I ended up getting.
I don't think it's legal.
I think it's fully fucking legal. I got the bottle of Ketel One, the fucking 3 tanks of gas, the hoodies, and I brought the car price down to what I wanted it. It was like $500 more than what I wanted to do, but yeah. It was fine. So all of that negotiated because I was not going to stop.
Hold on, let's go back, bitch, because you're skipping over this real fucking quick. I have never in my life heard of anybody negotiating a bottle for their contract.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. I was just like, bro, give me a bottle. And he was just like, really?
Were you just trying to see what they would?
I sure did. I never thought that they would give me a bottle of vodka. Yeah. He was just like, I got some what? Peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, yeah, that shit's gross.
He was like, I got some of that.
Eight ball, I think that's what it's called.
No, screwball.
Screwball.
Yeah, he was like, I got some screwball in my desk if you want to take a shot.
Something else.
Yeah.
He had that in his desk?
He said, you want to take a shot? And I was like, no, I want a whole bottle to myself.
Fuck.
And he was just like, all right, I'll hook you up. And I was just like, no, like, put that shit in the contract right now. And so he wrote it down in the fucking contract, like the IOU you owe me.
Who went to go get it?
He did.
He went to go get it?
He did. Because I told him, I was like, or you can just give me the cash because they were taking long. And I was like, you can give me the $65. And he was just like, no, I'll get it. It wasn't $65, but I was trying to get $65 in cash from them. And so he was just like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And I was just like, all right. So I did get Ketel One. I got a big bottle of fucking Ketel One.
So I can get you the Ciroc?
No, he was just like, they were out of Ciroc. And I was like, whatever, I'll take Ketel One. Ketel One's nice.
That's still a fucking win, though.
It's still a come up. It's still a come up. What did we drink it today? What did we take shots of today?
Kettle.
That Kettle One. Exactly. Kettle One. We took shots. So it was great. I had a great fucking time.
When I was explaining the story to people I work with,
yeah,
they were like, "What? Your sister did what?" I was like, "Yeah, bro. She fucking got a bottle of alcohol."
Yeah.
When she bought her car, like, I've never heard of that. Everybody was like, "Bro, what the fuck? What's your sister like?" I was like, "Bro, I am the nice one. Like, I am a kind soul compared to my sister."
Yeah. Well, so the funny thing is, Brandon and the trainee, like, when the dude went back to go negotiate, to go put all the shit in the computer, they were just like, "Damn, we've never heard of anybody getting a bottle." And I was just like, "Why not? Why not try? Like, get what you want. Like, get what you want." I was going to take, if my brother wore size 11 shoes, I would have had 2 new shoes for him and a bottle.
What kind of shoes were they?
I don't even fucking know. Fuck. They were just like dress shoes.
But fucking savage. Where was this when I was trying to get a car? We got laughed outside of Subaru.
Whatever, bitch. You guys didn't want the price.
My credit was shit.
Anyway, so the funny thing is there's more to the story, but I do have to pee.
Okay.
So I didn't leave the dealership quite just yet. I actually had another come up before I left the dealership. I know. It was great. Anyway, we'll be right back, guys.
Hey. Blessings.
Drink your Coors and be happy.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, gotta get that fucking kidney up to, what is it? What's it say?
I think it's your liver, no? I don't think it's your kidneys.
Oh, fuck, it is. It is your fucking liver.
I think it's your liver when you drink. Whatever.
Yeah. It's up to code now.
Okay, whatever. It's up to par?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. All right, so before we went on break, I said that I had one last come up before I got the car. So I had to go do some other shit with my old car. And so I went, I took care of that shit. And I come back and the Santa Fe was still parked like on display. And so I pull up with my Jeep. I park in the handicap parking because I can, because it's legal. I put my little handicap placard on and I get out the car and I see this white boy, like this 40-year-old white boy.
That's a man.
Whatever. This dude, this guy.
Yeah.
He's like at the hood of my car and I see
your car,
the Santa Fe. Yeah.
All right. You started paperwork on it. All right. So I'll agree with you.
No. We already signed the paperwork. We agreed on everything. I said I was going to buy it and we got everything taken care of.
Okay. So okay? It's your car.
It's my fucking car at this point, right?
Deal.
Okay. It's the bank's car because I haven't paid the bank yet, but whatever. It's my fucking car.
Yeah.
So he's at the front. He's at like the hood where the front headlight is at. And I see this motherfucker take out his phone. Snap, snap. Takes a fucking selfie in front of my car. And so I could have gone around and not embarrassed him.
But he don't know it's yours yet.
It doesn't matter.
He sees it on the floor. He's like, "Yo, this display model is nice."
Yeah. And so I walk right in front of him and I'm like, "Excuse me." And he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. And I walk into the dealership, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, "All right, give me my 2 keys. Give me my shit. Like, where's my bottle of fucking Kettle One?" And they're like, "Okay, here's all your stuff. Here's all your paperwork. We already put the plates on there. Like, we got to do a tour of the car." And I'm like, "I'm not doing a tour of the fucking car." I'm like, "Listen.
Don't mansplain to me."
Yeah. He's like, "Well, I was going to show you the Bluetooth." And I was like, "Bro, I know how Bluetooth works. It's fine.
Let me show you internet real quick."
Yeah. Brandon was just like, "Well, it's part of the thing." And I was like, "Listen, Brandon, I'm going to give you a 10 only if you don't waste my time. I've been here all day."
Like a review. You're talking about giving him a 10 on review.
Yeah. Because I know that they get fucking, that I get a survey. I already know. I know that you're going to get a survey. And I was like, "Brandon, I'm going to give you a 10, but I'm not going to sit through the tour of the car." And he's like, "It's part of my job." And I was like, "Brandon, I don't care. I'm not going to sit through a tour where you tell me how to turn on the car and how to turn it off." I was like, "Bro, I'll figure it out myself. I'll be all right." Because by this time, the sun has already gone down. It's like 6 o'clock.
You've been there all fucking day.
I've been there since 11.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just like, "Brandon, I haven't eaten.
I'm surprised you didn't tell them, be like, "Yo, I want lunch.
I should be like, "Yo, Wendy's is down the fucking street. Like, hook me up with some fucking Wendy's. So he was just like, all right. And I was just like, I'm going to give you a 10, but only if you don't fucking waste my time. I don't need a tour of the car I just bought. I'll figure it out. Okay.
That poor man. He's never come across anybody like you.
I don't give a fuck. Don't waste my time. God, like, damn. You're going to tell me how to turn on and turn off the car? Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Well, there's a lot of buttons and shit.
There are a lot of buttons, but I'm tired. I'm tired all fucking day. So he's just like, okay. He was like, well, we put the plates on. I was like, bet. Nice to meet you. He was like, I got a calendar. I was like, I don't need your fucking calendar. I was like, my brother already gave me a calendar.
Fuck, I like calendars. I would have took that calendar over there.
No, I didn't fucking need a calendar.
It like a Hyundai calendar?
Yeah, and each month was a different car. And I was just like, bro.
I'm like, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, I told him. I was like, I don't need your fucking calendar. It's fine. I got a fucking calendar.
It's like when people are like, you want chapstick? I was like, I don't want that cheap ass chapstick,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah.
I do Burt's Bees.
So he was just like, okay, here. And I was like, I just need my two keys and I can go home. I was like, where's my bottle? He was like, oh, my manager put it in the car already. And I was like, all right, bet.
It's
in the car already. And so I was like, all right, bet. So he's walking me out of the dealership and I'm unlocking the doors. And I see that dude that was taking a selfie. He's still in front of my fucking car.
Yeah.
And so I unlock the car and it scares him. And he was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was just taking a picture, you know, of your car. And I was just like, it's fucking cool.
Stuttering Stanley.
Yeah, stuttering
Stanley. As soon as he did that, he gave you all the power.
Yeah, he really
you
did.
You knew exactly, like, I'm going to take advantage of this motherfucker.
I sure the fuck did. So he is like, so then the salesman that's working with him comes up and he was just like, hey, do you mind like if he just looks at the inside? I was like, how much money you got, bro?
You flexed on him, but, yo, what you got, bud?
Yeah. And he was just like, no, I don't got like cash or nothing. And the guy was just like, then the guy that was the selfie,
yeah,
he goes, well, I got like $5 in my wallet. And he pulled out his wallet to show me that he only had a $5 bill. I snatched that $5 bill straight out his fucking wallet without permission. I don't give a fuck.
Push somebody out the way. You're like, hold on, let me get this real quick, playboy.
So I took the $5 out that motherfucker's wallet and I said, bet. And I was just like, come in the car. Have a seat. I said, and he was just like, really? And I was like, yeah. I put that $5 in my back pocket. Sure the fuck did. And he was just like, yeah, like I'm trying to convince my girlfriend to get it. And I was like, yeah, it's great for like shorter people.
Now you're a salesman.
Yeah, I sure the fuck am. I sure the fuck am. He gave me $5. And I was like, it's less tall than you think it is. I was like, have a seat. And he was like, no, I don't need to sit down. I was like, have a seat. I was like, feel it out.
Grabbing him and shit. Like, yo, sit in the front seat, bud.
Yeah. So he gets in the car and I'm just like, yeah, like look at the thing that is like reverse and drive. Like, look where it's at. It's different, right? And he was just like, yeah, this is nice. And I was like, I know, that's why I bought it. And I was just like, let me show you the trunk real quick. Let me show you. I was like, look at the cargo space. So he gets out the car and I'm like showing him the fucking cargo space. I'm showing him how the seats go down with the button.
If I was that salesman, I'd be like, yo, you need to leave, bitch. You fucking up my sale.
I just sold him the car. I know that they're coming at the end of March. I just fucking got you a deal. I should have gotten more money.
You're like, you're showing him all these features. Like, yo, look at this third row. You see that big motherfucker back there? He sat fits. Back there.
Yeah, and I told him, I was like, it's not the most comfortable, but apparently, like, you can sit back there for a little bit. And so he's just like, all right. And I was just like, yeah. And I was like, look, the new car smell. And I was like, look at the two screens that it has.
You're basically saying all the shit that they just told you.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was just like, look, you can even put your own name. And I was like, you see how it says Julie? And I was like, look, it's like customizable. Like you can do valet mode. And he was just like, damn, this is like a really, really nice car. Like you did good. I was like, I know. And so I was just like, all right, I got to go now. And
how long did you stay there talking to him though?
Like 3 minutes. Less than five. I talk fast. And God damn. And so then the sales dude was just like they were all in awe. Like none of them could say shit. I was like, but I got to go. I was like, I've been here since 11. I got to eat.
Yeah. Go ahead. Get out the car, bro.
Yeah.
Get out the
car, bro. So he's just like, all right. And I was just, and he was like, do you mind if, can you take a picture of me in front of your car? I was like, for what? And he was like, well, I
you
just want to show
her. You already got the $5, bitch.
No, and I was like, for what? And he was, it doesn't matter. Because for what? You already took the selfie. Like, that was my point. And he was like, no, like on the side of your car to show her that like it's not like that big of a car. And I was like, all right, bet. So he goes and I take like 12 fucking pictures. I just go snap. And I was like, all right, there's like 12 pictures in there for you, bro.
Fuck.
And he was just like, all right, I'm going to send them to your girlfriend. I was like, your non-existent girlfriend? Your non-existent girlfriend?
Like, don't lie, bud. Don't lie.
Yeah. I was like, you don't have a girlfriend. Anyway. So then I drive home and I tell Pierre that I have a car.
So immediately, and when I come outside, I see this car, and I'm just like, God damn. And I kind of want to be a hater.
Yeah.
Because it's just in me when I see somebody who got shit that I don't have, I'm just like, oh, this ain't that good.
Yeah, it's not that cool. Fancy. It's not that fancy.
As soon as I get into the car, I'm like, God damn, I can't wait to start driving this bitch. Jules like, you want to go for a drive? I'm like, BJ, get in the back, bud.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going for a fucking drive.
A little spin in the new car.
I'm not going to lie. I've never been in a new car because it's a 2024, right?
It's a 2024, yeah.
It makes me nervous. It makes me nervous being in a brand new car like that. And I was like, yo, I can't believe I just got a new car. I can't believe I just got a 2024.
You didn't get this shit.
Brand new fucking car. And I start like teasing that it's going to be my car.
Right, right, right.
BJ immediately was like, Pierre, this is your sister's car. You probably shouldn't drive it for a week. I was like, why do we got to put time limits on it? Yeah. I was like, it's brand new. I drive carefully.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to be a nice ass car to drive in.
Yeah.
So, Jules, we go around the block. We come back. And I'm like, yo, I'm digging this shit.
Yeah.
It has a lot of amenities.
It really does.
I like the two screens. And it's weird because to put it into drive and to reverse, it's like a little handle shift and you, like, twist it.
Yeah. The thing isn't in the middle. It's like the gear shift is on the handle part.
Yeah.
Like where the windshield wipers are.
And so Jules isn't selling it enough for me. So we go for a drive. I'm like, I bet I got to do research on my new car. So I immediately start YouTubing the Hyundai, the 2024. And I'm like, oh, I bet I need the tips and tricks. I need to know all this shit. And BJ walks in the room. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm watching YouTube videos, obviously, on how to drive my new car. And she was like, yo, that's your sister's car. Like, it's funny, but, like, you need to let her have that car. I was like, whose side are you on right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Whose fucking side are you on?
Exactly.
This is our car.
Yeah.
It was a nice experience. It was very nice. I'm excited to drive it. I haven't driven it yet.
You haven't driven it yet. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a month, and then I'll start driving it.
I feel like you're nervous to drive it because it is bigger than the Jeep.
No, just because it's brand new. When someone has, like, some really nice-ass shit, I'm nervous. Because I don't got money to pay for it. Like, if I crash that car, fuck.
It has full coverage. It's okay.
But it's anyway. A nice-ass fucking car.
It is a nice
it's
car. Fun. Yeah, it's a great time. Hilarious. Anyway, let's move on to the last bit of our podcast. Shout-out section. Shout-out to motherfucking Alicia. Lisi, what do they call her? They call her Boo.
Boo.
Yeah.
Our niece.
So we talked about her baby shower. Guess who the fuck had her baby early, motherfuckers?
That's why I was like, why'd you have a baby shower so late, dog?
Yeah, she really did. She was like fully fucking pregnant. She had her baby like 2 weeks later. So
at Denver General. I was like, mija.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of other hospitals.
Yeah.
You don't got to go there. You don't got to do that no more.
Yeah. But that means her baby's a badass. Her baby's a badass. So
straight north side shit.
She had a little baby girl. Congratulations. We didn't go see you in the hospital because Pierre has anxiety. I was ready to go. I was ready to go the day that you had your fucking baby. I just want to put this out there. I said, we're going to go see Lisi and her new baby. And Pierre was talking shit. Defend yourself.
What I was saying, I was like, a lot of people are there. Babies don't have an immune system yet. You can't go there and like touch the baby and kiss them. I've been around enough birthings that the mother is not in the best condition.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the, oh, let me come over there. And how are you doing? They're like, yo, I just fucking pushed the kid out, bud.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I think that she would have appreciated the support from her family.
She had a bunch of family there. I can guarantee you.
She didn't have that much family. We weren't there. We were not there. Pierre was talking mad shit. He did not want to go.
COVID's still a thing, bud.
Who the fuck has COVID?
I heard you kill a baby by kissing it.
I wasn't going to kiss the baby. She had a baby girl. The baby's name is Evelyn. And she's now part of the crew.
Which goes against our family's name. Because we got a lot of boys.
Yeah.
She got a baby girl.
I'm going to teach her how to be toxic as fuck.
Yeah.
It's going to be
great. She's really beautiful.
Yeah, she really is. So congratulations, Lisi. You and Alvaro made a cute baby. Okay, next, shout out to motherfucking Reyes.
Reyes has been sending me some good ass videos lately.
Yeah, I agree.
I appreciate that. It's that connection, man. Like we talked about earlier, sometimes it feels like we're just talking to nobody out there. But Reyes fucks with us. He gets my sense of humor. When he sends me videos, I was like, yeah, I like this shit. Especially because I have not seen those fucking memes.
Yeah.
When people send me videos and I've already seen them, I'm like, ah. seen it, but
yeah, I saw that shit last week, motherfucker. But Reyes be sending some good shit, so we appreciate you. Shout out to motherfucking our what do we call him? Our drunk uncle.
Drunk uncle.
Our drunk uncle, Alviso. Thank you for posting us on your stories all the time. We appreciate you listening to us, and I'm surprised that his wife lets him listen to us.
Alviso's old time. I feel like he's been fucking with us since the beginning.
Yeah, he's like a first time listener. Like he's, yeah. Yeah, we think about you all the time though, and we appreciate your wife for letting you listen to us. So shout out to your wife. Shout out to Big Dick Mick. It's gonna be a great fucking time. I'm ready to hear about all this shit. Anyway, we appreciate all of you guys for joining us and listening to the podcast. Go fuck yourselves. Goodbye.